Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pacers Knicks played yesterday. I just sat there and let it wash all over me. Watched it, enjoyed it. More bitter about the Cavs than I am either of those two teams. There's no hate in my heart for the Indiana Pacers. There's no hate in my heart right now for the New York Knicks. It's New York, so at some point I'm sure there will be hate in my heart, but I got no hate in my heart for either one of those teams.
I kind of loved what Halliburton did to MSG yesterday.
I liked it too. I'm just more bitter about the Cavs. And so, you know, while you're mad about the Cavs, why not trade away the future of the franchise and Evan Mobley? Who's willing to take Evan Mobley? Boy, people are getting mad. Who's willing to take Evan Mobley? Well, let's welcome in Jim Osarski. He is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Jim, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, Giannis is open to leaving Milwaukee, correct?
I don't know if it's that specific. I think every summer, guys, I'll be honest, since probably 2018, he has positioned himself to want to be, I don't want to say convinced or reconvinced, but just to hear the plan, what's the plan. You know, he has said some version of, well, if the Bucks ownership doesn't want to win, then maybe I should play elsewhere. He has said some version of that publicly on the record, at least for four seasons or five. So,
really?
Yeah. So like I understand the national sort of aspect, but at least locally, guys, this is not really news. I will add, the difference is all of those other years, the Bucks have been the number one team in the East, right? They have been a one seed, a two seed. They've regressed obviously the last 2 years down to a five seed this year. So there, I do want to say that while this is sort of regular for him, the context is different in that the team has gotten worse. And I think that's what makes the summer a little different, in terms of what the Bucks need to do or say to him to say, hey, we're still you know, we can still get back to those 50 plus wins to a top three seed. What that plan is, of course, I don't know, but it is a little different in that way, which makes it, you know, a little more interesting, I guess, for the locals and then also obviously on a national level.
Jim, is it dispiriting right now to have so many talking heads around the sport referring to the types of trades that they think the Bucks would be okay to? Because I always imagine this happened when we had LeBron. It annoyed the ever-living you-know-what out of us.
Yeah, I guess, if you've lived it locally, it is, it is what it is, I guess, when you have either the best player or the second-best player in the league. And as you just said, if you've lived it, for someone like myself, it's just a matter of what do you know to be true or what do your sources say? So I can kind of skate, I guess, under that a little bit, but for the fan bases, right? It does get that anxiety ratchets up. And look, Giannis could have said at the end of the year, I'm under contract for two more years, I'm committed. And then none of this happens. He chose not to do that. And over the years, he has rarely chosen to do that. The only time he does, guys, is when he signs his contract extensions, which he has done three times. So actions over words, I guess. And so if Bucks fans for sure are angsty you're right, though. Like in terms of what I have to do, it's just, hey, you report and you report what you know. And then you just kind of go from there.
Jim Osarski joining us here on the show. So like if you in Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. So if you were to like, because when LeBron was here, it's like LeBron and everybody else, right? In the city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where does he like rank in terms of power with the fans?
Oh, it has definitely been, he's been in that top spot I would say even surpassed Aaron Rodgers to a degree. And when Aaron was sort of at the end, but winning MVPs. Look, the Bucks are still the number three franchise in this state. It's Packers, it's Brewers, and it's Bucks, even with Giannis, even with a recent championship. But Aaron... Aaron wasn't the type of personality, let's say, that Giannis was. And Giannis is connected a little bit more with the fan base here. You know, baseball, you know, guys in baseball don't really flex like that. So, yeah, Aaron tried, right? He did his best to wield, you know, what power he did. But, yeah, Giannis for sure. Look, we started this saying he's done this before. And it's always resulted in the organization answering the call, meaning trading draft picks through 27 for Drew Holiday. Then they win a title. Then the team starts to kind of slip, and then, oh, they trade Drew and draft picks out to 30 for Damian Lillard. Like, he's done this, and then the team has responded. And so now we're kind of doing the dance again as he effectively has 2 years left on his contract.
Evan Mobley is obviously the name that lately – has been making the rounds. In talking to people in your area, do they seem to be interested at all in Evan Mobley?
I don't know any specific names. All I can say is first of all, Giannis has never requested a trade. All of my reporting up until this last week is he is very happy in Milwaukee and really doesn't want to leave here. This is just sort of the flexing of, you know, I have this ability to apply pressure to my team, so this is what I'm going to do. So let's say that. So there's no request as of yet. If there were to be, and ownership, and you all are familiar with the Haslams, and I don't think Jimmy and Dee are really quick to capitulate to trade requests. I think we the Browns went through something like that in the summer, right? Not too long ago. Co-owner Wes Edens also is not really someone. So. Okay, so a request is made. Let's just – now we got to say ownership's going to agree. I don't know if even – if they're going to trade this guy to the East, I think there's a conference tax, meaning you're going to have to pay more than a Western Conference team because now we got to see this dude four times a year and maybe in the playoffs. And I don't think the Bucks, while they might be somewhat sentimental with their franchise player, I think
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They would be trying to take anything and everyone from whatever team they would make a deal for. And I realize Evan's kind of bumping up in some salary here, but it's still Giannis Antetokounmpo. It's still a two-time MVP, a guy who's just 30 years old. It would be your best players, plural, and then everything else you have. And I don't know with the Mitchell trade, guys, you'd have to remind me, I don't know if the Cavs have much. And it's not to disrespect Evan.
We don't. No, talent, no, we don't.
And this includes all the teams. Like, and I think some of this guy leans into the Kobe stuff from 2007 when he was ready to leave LA, wanted to go to Chicago, and the Lakers like, okay, well, great. Well, we're taking this guy, this guy, this guy, and this guy. And Kobe's like, well, then I don't want to go because they're going to be worse. So I guess I'll just stay. So I think some of that may come into play as well, because the Bucks at that point are going to say what's best for us, and then it may end up being that what's best for us is everybody just stays put.
So one final one for me, Jim. You mentioned Jimmy Haslam. Obviously, our fans are talking about Jimmy on a daily basis. Is he a name that's coming up daily? And does anybody blame him in the ownership group for what has gone on in Milwaukee now that it looks like the championship window has stalled or gone away?
I think, well, generally speaking, fans do tend to go, you know, to blame ownership in whatever form or fashion. And yeah, ownership in general has taken some shots because it's, you know, they're the ones that have fired coaches. They're the ones who have traded Drew Holiday or traded Chris Middleton, another franchise legend here, which is not really the case. I mean, we talk about a franchise player's power and leverage plays. Like, ownership isn't really making all – they have to sign off on it, but they're not really making these calls, so to speak. Look, Jimmy came in, and yeah, he spent $800 million. They have a say. But the way the NBA works is, you know, as you guys know, they've got the governor, right? And Wes Edens is the governor. He's the one who has final say. He's the voice for the Bucks in the league. And so Wes is the one driving the ship, as he has for the better part of a decade. And frankly, guys, like, since Jimmy and Dee have bought in, I mean, they've spent, I think, $100 million, or I'm trying to do the math real quick, $90 million in luxury taxes. They've hired a coach at $10 million a year. They traded for Damian Lillard on a max deal. So, like, in terms of putting money where your mouth is, that the Haslams haven't really spoken. They're not controlling the strings. So, but they did come in and say, hey, we want to win. And so actions over words again, I guess, guys, like, the money has been spent, moves have been made. But you are right, though. It's inevitable. People have emailed me, social media. Well, hey, what's their role? The Browns are bad. Are the Bucks now bad because of this? And I think it's an inevitable thing. I don't know, though, if he's really, or if the Haslams as a group are really catching too many strays, because I think people here know this is Giannis's kind of deal. And ownership since 2022, guys, they have spent almost $1 billion in luxury taxes and salary. It's kind of hard for either Giannis to say they haven't tried or fans to say they haven't tried. They, frankly, been one of the highest spending teams in the league the last, you know, 5-6 years.
Jim, we thank you very much for the time. We thank you very much for the insight. Take care and hope to talk to you again soon.
That sounds good, guys. Talk to you then.
Thank you. Jim Ossarski from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Boy, it didn't seem like Evan Mobley. That's interesting. It didn't seem like Evan Mobley was too enticing. Like,
no.
Like we were listening to Bill Simmons and the people on the Ringer were going, oh, yeah, make the run up there and make the trade. And I think a lot of Giannis Antetokounmpo, obviously, he's a three-time MVP. And I think Evan has a ceiling that maybe not be three-time MVP, but a ceiling that's close to comparable. And he, no, you're going to need to come more.
I think it's because the first thing they'll do is they'll Google Evan Mobley's name to look at what his stats are, and it's 18.5 and 9.3 a game.
Yeah.
Which is good, but they have Giannis. They have Giannis who can average basically 38 and 8.
But Evan's
instantly.
Evan's never gonna have the opportunity to get there with this current iteration.
With this
of the
team?
Cavs. Yeah.
Yeah, with Donovan and his usage, Darius touching the ball as much as he does. You're probably right. You'd think maybe Defensive Player of the Year might be of interest, but I don't think the typical fan does not look at it that way, especially in today's NBA, even though defense is obviously so big in the playoffs. They don't seem to look at it that way.
I mean, you're betting big on the future in so many ways if you're Milwaukee. I mean, he did, I ain't gonna lie, like, my opinion has changed a bit because he poured cold water all over the thing. You're betting on a lot of Evan Mobley. You're betting on developing him even more, and he's been in the league for a few years now. He's still so young. He's only 23 years old. You're betting on so much that he's going to become that guy. Giannis and him, like, there is a difference. Giannis, physically bigger. I think Giannis, certainly, obviously more mature just because of the age and because of how his circumstances are coming in, different from Evan Mobley's. I also, you know, it's almost a two in the hand, one in the bush thing. Like, if you let go of Giannis, like, that is a guy, if he's number one in that city, that's a tough thing to let go of. I mean, I wonder if, in his estimation, I wish I would have asked him this, but I just thought of it. Does the Nico Harrison, Luka Doncic trade, like, does that scare any of these other teams? They were carrying fake caskets, like homemade caskets to the building. Now, well, that's about to change because they got the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
But Luka was a big, big deal in Dallas, and they traded him. And it's like, man, do you really want that? Because Evan will be really good, you believe, but is he ever going to be as good as Giannis?
Probably not.
Okay. So there you go. Maybe you just like to run this string out and then see where it goes from there. That's the reality that we might have to deal with. While it seems like, oh, yeah, I mean, Giannis coming here. Because I still say the window is the same no matter what. If you keep Evan, I think it's 2 years. If you went and got Giannis Antetokounmpo, it's 2 years. I don't think the window really changes. So even if you keep the guy, like I think so many people, no, let's keep this nucleus together. The window as they are, it's 2 years. I don't think that's changing. But for them, if they're going, okay, if we only got 2 more years left on his contract, I mean, we'll just keep him and we'll see what we can do.
They have had him for 12 years. You know, we had LeBron for 7, and we lost our collective minds. He's been there 12 years, and he's won a championship already.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.